you know, nobody likes your music, you ain't gonna be able to do much. So it's like, why are you worried about what kind of clothes you got on? And, you know, and all this, you know, whatever they worry about. That's what it's all about, first and foremost, is just playing.
With 10 songs clocking in at about 30 minutes, the debut record from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears is No Frills and All Funk, Soul, and Blues, sung by a former oyster shucker who's more than ready to work for his fans. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. A lot of sweet soul voices have emerged in the past few years, but few do quite the screaming, shouting, and wailing of Austin's Black Joe Lewis. Think James Brown with some Lightnin' Hopkins mixed in, and when the music starts, it's all sweat and swagger. Blues is where Lewis started, first picking up the guitar while working at a pawn shop. And after putting some admittedly bad shows behind him, he found his voice and seven guys to back it, calling them the Honey Bears. The band's debut album, Tell 'Em What Your Name Is, makes you remember their name. But Joe told me that they have a different name on their van and a surprising name as their guru.
On the side, we put a St. Joseph's Catholic Church. And, you know, to hopefully help us from getting in trouble with, like, with the thugs and the cops and all that. So, like, you know, and then we got, like, the support your troops thing on the back. I support the troops, though, you know. I mean, it's not like, but it helps, you know. And, like, and then, and we have a really big collection of Yacht Rock, like, smooth rock, like, Hall & Oates and Steely Dan and Michael McDonald. Yeah, we actually have Andy Nelson from our label got us, he's like, I got a present for you guys. And Kim came down and brought it to me at a South By. And it was like this brown envelope. And it had this note on it that said, who loves you guys? And I pick it out. It's a signed picture of Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers fame?
Yeah. You know, blue eyes and all, man. And like, and it says to Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, best wishes or something like that, Michael McDonald.
He's your guru? Michael McDonald is your leader?
He's grown on me.
Because you definitely have got the voice for it and obviously the rhythm guitar chops to go along with it. Was that always the road for you musically?
When I first started, it was more like blues and rock, you know. I guess it still is. We just have horns now, so it kind of makes it like...
Right.
It's garage soul, so like, I don't know, whatever. We made that up. But like at first, you know, I think I just kept getting better, you know, as I went along, you know, with practice and just playing more. I don't think I could have sang like that when I first started, or like I do now, you know?
Right. You got to have the confidence behind that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It took, that was like the main thing to get, like, when I first started singing, it was a lot quieter. It wasn't nearly as cool. And then, then I figured out, like, just scream, you know? And then after just screaming, then I figured out how to, like, sing with the scream. You know, you got to figure it out.
Live in FUV Studio A, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, and Sugarfoot. You can find the complete performance and more online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.